You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined by longtime Tuolumne County resident and book author Shelley Muniz. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You have three books. When did you start writing books?
Well, I have been writing all my life, short stories and journaling and a lot of different things. But my first book, I started writing, my oldest son contracted leukemia many years ago now. And I started writing kind of as a way to deal with that situation that my family was going through. And after he passed, it just became an obsession where all of the journaling and note-taking that I'd done, and I mean, I had written notes on every piece of paper that I had, scraps of paper from the hospital and different, you know, places where I had been with him, and I just started compiling all of that and started writing his story actually as a novel, and realized later through after a lot of transition and help from my friends basically that it was really Micah's true story that I needed to tell. So my first book is my family's experience and my son's experience with healthcare in this country and my son's battle with leukemia.
A true life story designed to help others?
Yes.
The second book, is it similar or is it completely different?
Completely different. The second book is a young adult novel. It's called Tunneling. It's actually a crossover novel. Adults are really appreciating it as well. And the idea for that one came, I was with a group of people and young people heading over to the Lone Pine area on the eastern side of the Sierra. And just through discussions with these children, I kind of came up with the idea for this story. It's called Tunneling, and it's set over there and is about a group of young people that kind of get involved in a situation that their parents kind of are involved in, like a cultish organization, and the leader of the group is kind of doing some underhanded things. So this group of teens is figuring this whole thing out, and so the story is their story of getting through that and a lot of teen angst and figuring this situation out for themselves and their parents, really.
And your third book?
My third book is a children's book, and it's called One Great Tribe. And this story is, this story comes from a visit I took to the Grand Canyon many years ago. And a park ranger at that time told me a story about this family of squirrels. There are two types of squirrels there, Abert squirrels and Kaibab squirrels, and they live on opposite rims of the Grand Canyon. And I was just kind of fascinated by this story because they really are related, but because of time and distance, they've been separated, and so they, you know, they don't intermingle anymore. And so I just kind of have always had that story in my head, and with what's going on in our world today and, you know, the issues that we have with people just kind of not understanding each other and making judgments about each other, this story kind of came into my head. And so I wrote this story about this family of squirrels, basically, but it really does deal with the situation that we're having as far as the way people treat each other. And then a friend of mine, I kind of put it out there a little bit and said that I needed an illustrator, and a very dear friend of mine, Bear Dykin, agreed to illustrate the book, and it just turned out beautifully. I'm really, really thrilled with all of them, actually. The Tunneling and One Great Tribe just both came out this year, and I'm getting really good reviews on both of them, and it's been really exciting. So,
with three very different books,
yes.
What is the largest challenge in writing books?
You know, I think it's just you have to keep writing. I'm an avid reader. I would say the biggest challenge is finding time to just, you know, sit down at that computer every day and making sure that you're moving forward on your story. And also for me, I have a real strong editing instinct, and I have to really put that editor aside and just let myself write and not double think everything that I'm doing right at the time. I just need to be able to move forward and let that editor kind of sit in the back of my mind and then later go back and take care of all those errors that I tend to see. So,
do you seek advice along the way?
I sure do. Yes, I have a writer's group that I'm so thankful for. We've been together for quite a long time, and I love this group of women. We work really well together, and they're very helpful. And my family also, my sisters, I've got a real strong network of people that help me along the way. So,
are there more books in the future?
There are, yes. I'm working on one now. And again, it's a real departure from what I'm used to doing, but I'm really excited about it, and hopefully it's going to be a real special book when it's done.
There is going to be a book signing for all three of these books, and it is going to take place on Saturday, September 16th at Schnugg's. What time?
From 11 to 1.
What are the three titles of the books?
The first book, my son's story, Micah's story, is called Eagle Feathers and Angel Wings, Micah's Story. The young adult crossover novel is called Tunneling, and the picture book is called One Great Tribe.
If a person is unable to make it to the book signing on Saturday, September 16th at Schnugg's from 11 in the morning through 1 in the afternoon, is there a way they can obtain the books?
Absolutely. They're all available at Mountain Bookstore, and they're also available online at Amazon. You can get them all on Amazon, and always through me, ShellyMuniz.com. The books are available.
Muniz is spelled M-U-N-I-Z. Shelly, before we wrap this up, any last word?
Well, I guess maybe I should say yes, because I just would like to thank this community. People up here are always so supportive, and I just really appreciate through everything and all the years that I've been up here. I think that I can say that our community is just amazing, and I always appreciate the support of people up here.
Shelly Muniz. Shelly, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.